Oh, hello, and welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. I've missed you guys. I love you guys. I'm so happy to be back. I feel like last week was wonky, and I missed an episode, and it's just a freaking mess. If you hear birds throughout this episode, I am outside. It's a beautiful day. I'm waiting for it to rain, but until then, I am here, living in it, loving it, and I don't care about the background noise today, so don't put in headphones if you don't want birds blowing up your eardrums. Okay, so this week I really wanted to address so many things that have been going on with my surrounding loved ones. And I think it's great because not only is it going on with them, I've been getting a couple messages about what's going on the hard days. What do you do on your hard days? What do you do on the days where you don't really like yourself that much? On the days where you feel everything's getting taken away from you and, oh my gosh, am I reverting back to a not so good state? And if you're in a bad state, how do I get out of this? And how do I stop hyper-focusing on my anxiety and my mental health? I just want to live. I just want to experience things without wondering how my brain is going to take it internally and change it and make it different and in a negative way, because that's so many people's autopilot. So that's what we're talking about today, is how to love yourself when you don't really like yourself some days. I hope you all are having an amazing week. My week has been pretty wonderful. It's been wonderful days, and I had a wonderful Mother's Day. I hope everybody out there did as well. My boys just always spoil me, and my husband is a freaking angel, and I try to convince myself I deserve him, but some days, you know, I'm like, oh my God, why are you so wonderful? Anyways, we did a lot of gardening. My husband tilled everything up and did anything I wanted to do, which was just wonderful. And all I really wanted this year was lots of outdoor gardening and stuff. And last summer I wasn't my best due to my back injury. So this summer I'm like all things, everything. I've been just literally living outside doing all my planting stuff since I've got everything fixed, and I've been feeling good, and I just genuinely feel like I missed out on a part of life last summer, so I feel like I'm like soaking it back in. I could do dirt angels in my garden. I'm so happy, you know. So that's what I've been doing this week. Just a lot of even weeding. I know it sounds silly. People hate weeding. I usually hate weeding, but even that is making me happy because last year I couldn't do it. So just soaking in the little things that I've really missed and that I never want to take for granted again. A lot of last summer I didn't like myself, and I had to learn to love myself through it. And that really got me thinking this week that when we go through these hard times and we're angry at ourselves, how do we come out of that? So, all right, let's get to it. Welcome to Loving Yourself Completely with me, Sarah, and let's talk. You know, part of loving yourself completely is loving yourself even when you don't like yourself. And not liking yourself can come in many different forms. I feel like a lot of us want to always be so comfortable, and we've talked about this before. You know, are you uncomfortable, and how that can be a good thing? And it kind of is a test to where we are in our loving ourselves journey. So I feel like a lot of the times we're always looking for feeling a certain way at all times. And that's just not reality. Reality is you're going to have some shitty times. There's going to be shitty days, moments, events, lifestyle changes, journeys, losses, letdowns. People are going to let you down. You're going to let yourself down. You're going to fail in life a lot. And you can either let that completely destroy your character and who you are and who you've worked so hard to become, or you can go, hey, we're better than this. I know better than this. This is just a moment in time. Take back the telescope. Look at the reality of how small this issue is, and stop zooming in on your life at all times. We can't take things so seriously all the time. That affects mental health more than we care to shed light on. When you focus on every detail in a microscopic way, it makes everything seem like such a huge deal. You have to zoom out a little bit. You cannot be keeping yourself under a microscope at all times. And I feel like a lot of us do that. So that's what I want to talk about this week. This week is what are we holding ourselves to in, you know, we've talked about that before in certain episodes, but also in when we let ourselves down. When you let yourself down, you cannot revert back to your anxiety and your depression and go, oh, I knew this was coming. Oh, I knew I was going back there. Because I think so many times we look for that. When you have a bad day, you look for, okay, this is it. Now I'm reset. Now I'm going back to how I was. I knew it wasn't permanent. Oh my God, here comes the anxiety. Here comes the panic attacks. Here comes the bad thoughts. Here comes, you know, the days in bed and the crying and the disassociation. We instantly revert back to those times. And also, if you're in those times right now, knowing that they're not going to be permanent, that those are not permanent times that you're stuck in. Those are a moment created right now. It's a right now moment. And the further along in your journey you get, the more you're zooming out and you're going, okay, so this doesn't define me. We've talked about this so many times again. So, and also knowing what you're doing. I feel like knowing what you're doing is becoming so irrelevant to people. They understand, or not irrelevant. So my word is at a loss. Okay. It's becoming something that people know exactly what's happening, exactly what they're doing. They're fully aware, but yet they continue. Holding yourself accountable is such a huge thing. We've talked about episode after episode, being accountable for who you are, how you treat people, how you treat yourself, how you continue on this journey, and making sure that you're owning that. Own who you are. Own your mistakes. Own that error you made in your relationship. Own that. And if you still choose to continue that behavior, at least you understand why. And I think that's a big issue too, is when you do understand why, now is the what. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to address it? And do I want to keep feeling like that when I know exactly what I'm doing? When I know exactly what I'm doing, that's what gets me with so many people. I've talked to so many people who are just destroying their boundaries for people and their mental health for people, and creating this safe place for others to treat them like shit. And when you say, but do you understand why they're doing this? Do you understand, you know, who they are as a person? Do you understand that this is not on you? Yeah, I know. Okay. So now what? And when you say now what, they never have the answer. And that is the most frustrating part, I think, with knowing so much about mental health is you yourself seeing it and then other people seeing it and then not knowing how to correct it. And I think correcting it is doing the opposite of everything you ever wanted to do. And that's where it goes. You know, we've talked about even defending ourselves. If you can't make it to something, hey, I can't make it because I have a doctor's appointment at 1:30. And after 1:30, then I got to drive and I have to get gas and I have to pick up my kid. That whole second part wasn't needed. And fighting that urge, you know, defending yourself. Hey, I just can't make it. And if people take offense to that, then they were looking to be offended. You know, yesterday I made a trip to the store and I had to do a couple things that I had a couple friends. I was like, hey, we'll tag along. It was a garden center, you know, hey, we'll tag along. And then one of them, she's like, hey, mental health day, not coming. I was like, you didn't even need to say that much. You know, I love you. You enjoy your day. I'm not looking to be offended when people cancel on me. I'm not looking for that. So the people who aren't looking to be offended don't need your defense. And you don't need to defend yourself. So it's a constant need to understand who we are as people in order to address what we're doing. So if you do the opposite, if you know you're making incorrect decisions, what's the opposite of that decision? Hey, yeah, I usually answer the phone when this person calls me all the time. Now I'm not going to answer. I'm going to do the opposite of that. Making those corrections in who you are as a person, in your mental health, and understanding that you don't always know the right answer, but you know what you're doing is not working and addressing it. So when you have those days where you just don't feel so great and you're just not having the best day and thing after thing keeps happening and you're mad at yourself, or you have actually made mistakes and you actually have to correct these things and you have to address your behavior, do that. Do that. Because I'm telling you what, I would much rather swallow my pride, address the behavior that was incorrect on my end, than to go my whole life with people thinking that this is my personality, this is who I am. Because a quick apology is quickly, your actions are quickly forgotten. but no apology and no ownership, no accountability is held on to forever. Hold yourself accountable for those moments you don't like yourself. I think with anxiety, we are always looking at what we did. We're always addressing our errors, our faults, and we think that so much does fall on us. With most of the time, it is all in our heads, and I say that in the most angry way because I hate when people say it's all in your head. But this particular thing, we overthink things that kind of way, you know. So with that, you don't always need to own up to everything, but when you blatantly make an error, do so. Be uncomfortable for a little bit. I think I just keep going back to the fact of people get too comfortable in who they are. And I'm actually going through this with somebody right now. They're letting go of a lot of people in their life. And she's always telling me, you know, for so long, I just kind of put up with this behavior and I just kind of ate it pretty much and ignored it. And this is just who they are. And this is the people. And this is who I am when I'm with them. And I don't want to be that anymore because when they leave, I don't feel good about myself. And just knowing that you have made the error for so long of allowing people to treat you unkindly, you don't have to be angry with yourself for that. You should be so excited that you're willing to change and willing to grow and wanting to do those things. I think sometimes when we're having anxiety and we have to do the breathing and we have to look inwards and we have to find the whys and the hows and the whats and we have to go, okay, what's causing this? Why am I anxious today? What's happening? Why don't I feel well? Why does my stomach hurt? You know, why am I shaking? Why am I jittery? Why are the palpitations happening? When you have to really address the major issue of what's causing it, it is usually your surroundings most of the time. Sometimes it can be work I guess that participates in surroundings, but I mean like the people. Who you surround yourself with plays such a big role in loving yourself and making sure that you feel good and making sure that you're not taking accountability for somebody else all the time and constantly going, oh, what kind of, you know, wreck is it going to be today with the personalities and clashing. You should never feel unhappy when somebody leaves your company from just visiting, you know. Own up to those things and really understand that sometimes we're the problem with allowing these people in our lives. And you can be mad at yourself and you can be uncomfortable and you can say, oh man, I really messed up, and own that. Own that, because that's the only way you start fixing it. Zoom out of life and really focus on what's the most important thing. Is it having that person that makes you kind of feel like shit, but yet, you know, you've had them in your life for so long, so like whatever? Or is it, hey, I have to be with me forever and I don't want to feel like this ever again? I think that's a huge thing. I think that's a huge thing for us. So this week, my main focus has been really just a lot of self-love for the people around me. And, you know, the last couple weeks, we've been talking about how some of the people around me are going through huge transitions in life. And I'm talking to four separate women right now. Three of them are moms, one is not. But they're going through just big changes in life. And it's so exciting and it's so scary and it's so invigorating and it's so freeing. You know, all of them are going through very different emotions in themselves. And when I speak to one of them, the one who is kind of weeding out her friend circle and really understanding how to address situations in the proper way, that you don't, even when you have a conflict, that you don't have to be upset about that. And you can call somebody and just be like, hey, this is what's going on. I'm really hoping that we can discuss this. And again, the person who's on the other end of that call, if they are offended, they will be upset. If they're defensive, they will be upset. You will get that attitude from the person if they are not at peace with themselves. They can only give you so much. So even her and I, we had a discussion about mutual people of ours, and there were some things being said, and she's like, hey, this is what's going on. I'm just kind of calling and checking. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is such a simple fix, like ABCD, fix 1, 2, 3. And she's like, I am so like proud of us for how that was handled. I'm like, it doesn't have to be so hard. life does not have to be so hard. And then, you know, a couple of my other ones that are going through some things, they're really beating themselves up, wondering if they did everything they could do in certain situations and relationships. And I think when you ask yourself, am I doing everything I could have done? You have. Because you wouldn't be racking your brain otherwise. That's like when a parent asks themselves, like, am I crazy? Am I being a good parent? Am I, you know, doing the best I can? 99% of the time, you are. Shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today. We carry sizes small through 3XL. The styles and sizes may vary. There is a chat now button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, and you can also join our rewards program. You get 1 point for every dollar spent, and you eventually earn cash off your purchase. Go shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today and give them a reason to stare. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. Sometimes it's nice to get the validation from other people, and myself included. Sometimes it's so nice. I have the most wonderful best friend in my life, and she'll tell me all the time, Sarah, I'm just so proud of you. Sarah, like, is there anything I can do for you? And I have new boutique merchandise that just came out with like my name on it and my store slogan. And she was the first one to buy one. She's like, give me that immediately. Can you hear my rooster? Sorry, I'm out of my patio. So many animals out here right now. Anyways, she's the first one that's always right there with me. I'll post a video. She'll text me. You are so freaking cute. I can't stand it. Like, I'm so proud of you. I can't even express my excitement for you. And like, it's people like that. And I always, for so long in people, I would look for the backhand comment. Oh, that video was so cute, but I didn't really like when you did this. Like, I always waited for the but, for the and, for the if, for the, you know, if you didn't do this, this would have been okay. And I always found myself searching for that. And I don't now. And I think it was because I didn't like something that I was doing. I didn't like a personality trait that I had created in myself waiting for that. And that held an anxiety in me. That held an anxiety in me and a standard that everything had to be perfect all the time, or else somebody was going to find the butt. Somebody was going to say, you know, that would have been good, but yeah, your hair looked shitty, you know, like something like that. And that's on, of course, a minor scale. There's such larger scales of this concept, but that was my fear. And having somebody in my life that doesn't do that, and somebody that I can do that for as well, it's just a wonderful thing to have. And I think searching for that for so long, a lot of us, I speak with so many people who are like, oh, I wish I had somebody that was like me. I wish I had somebody that would build me up and that would make me feel good about myself and all these things. And you just heard me murder a mosquito. I apologize. So I feel like when I speak with people like this, I say, just wait. You have to wait. You have to be patient. This is going to test your patience more than anything when you're on the journey to self-love. When you don't like yourself, it takes a minute to fix that. And until you fully are in the mental space to attract the correct people, you will. The amount of times I cried of loneliness and of not good friends and not good family and not good people in my life, I could have created a dam. Like, I was constantly let down by people, constantly let down, thinking that it was their responsibility to make me feel good. And it never was. It took me so long to understand that a lot of my anxiety lied within myself because of my expectations of others and not my expectations of myself. I didn't have high expectations for myself. I wanted that to be created with others, and that was not how it was going to be done. That's not how it can be done. You can't rely on others to build you up to a point where you are solid and there. You will fall back down every time they leave. You have to build yourself up there all on your own. That way you can stay when they're not around, when they don't feed you those compliments. You cannot live off of this dopamine high when people compliment you, when people like a post, when people tell you nice things because they need something from you or because it's just a passing moment. And then when it's gone, that flatlines, the dopamine's gone, and you feel bad about yourself again because that's genuinely how you feel. The journey to self-love is a long one, and it's unending, and it's winding, and it's hilly, and it's destruction in the way and construction in the way, and it's constantly being worked on. Like every road in my town in the summertime, it's constantly being worked on. And sometimes the detours have detours, and that's okay. I think it's so neat when you come across a construction sign in your self-love journey, because that means, okay, this is my new path. This is another path I have to go down to feel good. And just defending yourself. Last year, I told you I'd stop defending myself and stop explaining myself and stop, you know, giving explanations. I was invited somewhere the other day that there were going to be several people that I do not get along with. And that's okay. I have no hate for anybody in my heart. But you know what? These people and I, we clash. And I'm not going to put my mental health through that. And I'm okay with exiting that. I'm not sad about it. I'm not angry about it. I just know that I will not be there. And that's okay. So I exited out of that group chat. I texted the person separately. Hey, I would love to know a time we can get together and do A, B, and C. And that way I can still spend time with this person on this special time. And absolutely, yes, we'll figure something out. Okay. I didn't go, hey, yeah, obviously I'm not coming because so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so is going to be there. And you know that last time, blah, blah, blah. And my mental health, like I didn't have to explain myself. And I think for so long before I would have. I think for so long before I would have been like, hey, I'm not going to make it because this is what's happening. And you know this. And last time I was blah, blah, blah. Again, reiterating, obviously, but explaining yourself it's such a freeing feeling. So next time you feel the urge with your anxiety and your, I feel like we have such a want for people to like us and understand us when you have anxiety and before the self-love journey, and for people to, feel how you feel and understand how you feel, because so many don't. We overcompensate with our words. And sometimes when we leave that situation, we go, I did not have to do that. Why did I do that? Why did I explain myself? They literally don't care. And they don't. So stop. And if you are on that pathway where you go, I don't really like myself today, or I don't really like how I handled that situation, I don't really like how this situation makes me feel, so do the opposite. We're doing the opposite, because what we've been doing isn't working. And the opposite of that is seeing just a glimpse of who you really want to be in life. You get to see that glimpse. And when you are tested time after time, you get to be that. You get to be that person that you want to be, that freeing person. Are you going to have your bad days where you're mad at yourself, or you're having a hard time with your anxiety or your self-doubt, and you're talking not so nicely to yourself? 100%. That's just being human. That has nothing to do with mental health. That's just being a human. You can have bad human days. Totally. It's 100% fine. You can't stay there. I don't want you to live there. I don't want you to unpack your suitcase and say, this is where I'm holding up for a little bit. Let's not do that. Like I tell my son all the time, it was a bad day, wasn't it? Yeah. And what are we going to do tomorrow? It's going to be better. Okay. And if it's not, that's fine too. But at least I set myself up for success. At least I tried to set myself up for success. I never want to go, oh, it was a bad day today, and I bet it's going to be a bad day tomorrow, and I bet, oh, well, Sunday's this day, and I have to do this, and I bet it's going to be a shitty day too, because 9 times out of 10, that day will surprise you. And you have lived through a bad day now twice in your mind when you didn't have to. Give yourself some credit. Give yourself some credit on the days that you're not having a great day. Because that's showing you another step and another pathway that you get to work on. And that's exciting. Okay, I'm in this space. And you know what? If I have to eat a bag of potato chips and binge watch Gilmore Girls for the 500th time today, that's what I'm doing. Because I'm not my best self today, but tomorrow I'm going to do better. Tomorrow's going to be better. Always predict positivity over negativity. And I know that that sledding hill with that pathway all carved out with negativity is so easy for a lot of us to go to. I don't want that. I want you to do the opposite. Instead of going, oh, tomorrow's gonna be shit because when I left work today, I had so much stuff I had to do and I have to go to this store and then my kid has this play and it's the end of the year and it's May and I've been to my kid's school 500 times this month already. And my husband and I are struggling, or, you know, oh, this paycheck's gonna suck. Instead of going instantly to the negativity, okay, I get to do these things because I'm strong enough to endure them. And when I zoom back out in 2 weeks, all of this stuff will have been done. All of these things will be over. I will have sorted it out either way. And no matter what I say to myself in my mind, these days are going to happen. These activities are going to happen. And these struggles and hardships are going to happen. What do I do to get around them? Stop hating yourself for being a person, for having hard days. Hard days are just feelings. Write about it. Journal it. Go for a drive. Get your favorite drink. Treat yourself to something and don't feel guilty that you're having one. I don't know about you guys, but I am a coffee fanatic. I love coffee, but I'm pretty basic with it. I don't do much creamer or sugar. I try to stay away from dairy, all the things. So I pretty much like my coffee, just black coffee, whether it's iced or warm. Javi Coffee Concentrate has been the best thing I've ever had. 1 teaspoon in a cup of ice or a cup of warm water, and there's your coffee. You don't have any machines, cords, plugs. It's eco-conscious, gluten-free, non-GMO, sugar-free, and dairy-free. 1 teaspoon. For under $25, we'll get you 30 servings. Think of all the money you will be saving. Get additional 20% off by using code SARA, S-A-R-A, 43934 to get 20% off. Go check out Javi Coffee today. So this week, I want you to do the opposite of what you would do. And if you're having hard days and you're going through hard times right now, really understand that you are in a pathway, that you are on a road. What way are you going to take? Predicting positivity when you literally want to laugh at the fact that you're even thinking positively because it's so easy to go that negative route. Or are you going to think negatively when you honestly don't know the outcome of it? So why not? What's it going to hurt? Even if you don't like yourself right now, what's it going to hurt to say nice things? It doesn't. It doesn't hurt at all. Okay, so really understand that, really focus on that. There will be no new episode next week. No new episode next week. The following week, there will be. Oh my God, I almost explained myself. No, I'm just kidding. I don't mind at all. I have some stuff going on next week and I won't be here. So I really just want you to have a wonderful week and just know that for the following week that I'm not here all week, I really want you to do the opposite of what you're thinking. Not the negative stuff, not the positive stuff. Don't turn it negative. But the negative stuff, I really just want you to turn it around. Of course. Anything negative that's going on in your life, let's flip the opposite. Because honestly, what is it going to hurt? Nothing. We have to change things to change things. Get off that sledding hill. Time to create a new one, okay? Not liking yourself is a good thing. Get used to all the construction. It's going to be there forever. And it's going to be great because you're going to get to the point where you go, oh my gosh, I got past several things that I had worked on for so long that I had always done, that I'd always reverted back to, that I always defended myself on, and now I did it. What is next? I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable in self-love. And when you show an enormous amount of love to somebody else, even more unstoppable. Be happy for others. Be kind to others. We all deserve it, all of us. And I feel like the people who don't, they deserve it the most. Just be your best. You hear all these birds? They're cheering me on. All right, you guys, continue loving yourself completely. Feel free to message me on lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com or on our Instagram. I will still be responding to messages. I love you guys. Have a wonderful week. Continue loving yourself completely, even on the days you don't. Okay? Go like and subscribe and check out my boutique, www.sarahbauerboutique.com. There's a lot of fun parent shirts and graphic tees and even just fun little t-shirts with my boutique name on it. And it's super cute and fun. And I have so many of you guys that message me about it. So yes, go check it out. I love you guys. And send me messages. I'm going to miss you guys next week. Bye. Hello and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. I'm so happy today, you guys. I'm so happy to be recording. I'm so happy where my life is at. I'm just happy every day lately. And sometimes I feel like I'm waiting for the ball to drop. And I realize that it doesn't have to because this is the life I've created for myself. And nobody can take that away from me because I've created that for myself. So I think that that's a really good feeling to have. If you hear my door, that's because my cat's throwing a fit to not be outside. Okay, I'm outside today. I'm recording on my patio and I just feel wonderful. And I was thinking about that for a moment. I was thinking, the life I've created for myself, I've left in nobody's hands but my own. And I think that so many times we give our happiness to other people to sometimes make it better and to add to it, but other times we allow them more so than not to take from us, to take it from us and to pretty much determine where our happiness and self-worth will lie for the day, for the week, for the month, the life, etc. So I found that while I was sitting here almost scared that my happiness would fade one day or that my thankfulness or my depression or anxiety may come back or I would just be a mess, and I realized it really all is in my hands. It's 100%. And I think we've all always known that. We all want to get to a place where we are able to separate our emotions from other people's emotions and feelings. I think that's so important to get to that place one day. And am I all the way there? Absolutely not. Like, I'm not doing this episode to be like, you guys, I made it. I beat the system. This is, look what I've done. But I am doing this to say it is possible with a lot of self-work, self-love, and care. And making sure that your favorite person or your least favorite person, which seems to have the most pull on a lot of us, do not have any hold on your life. What they think of you, if you love them, of course, is important, but it is not the end all be all for your life. You are. You're the only one inside that brain of yours that can tell you things all day. All day, that replace things in your mind all day. And I think getting to that point is what we're all aiming for. And you know, with not last week, I didn't do an episode, but the week before when we were talking about, you know, loving yourself when you don't like yourself, that's part of the journey. That's part of getting there. That's part of getting to the loving part. Yes, we were only talking about, you know, if I don't like myself that day or if I'm having a hard week, but that's just in general. That's an all-around conclusion of what loving yourself completely is. It is pushing through to make sure that you're the one that gets you out of these endless thoughts of negativity. And so today, like we've spoken on many times of doing the opposite of what we want to do sometimes, that's what's going to be our permanent reality change, and that's what I want it to be. So that's what I want to talk about today. I hope you all are having a wonderful week. This week and last week that I had off has just been wonderful. So much stuff has been done. You guys know I live in my yard. I really do live in my yard. It's not the most beautiful thing in the whole wide world, but it's mine and I love it. And I could be in it all day long. And now I'm obsessed, of course, with like just getting it to where I'm happy. And I have my level of excitement, I guess, has heightened as I'm getting older. One new plant or a new flower or something, you know. But I get excited for the small things and I spend the day watering it. And you really do start feeling just loving the little things in life when you've made it through such big things. And I think we can all relate to that. This week is my son's last day of school. And that is the sad news and happy news that I want to tell you all. I've never done this before, but I am going to take the summer off. I will not be doing an episode until like the end of August, about the last week of August, I believe. I'm going to enjoy the summer with my son and really just take it all in, and adventures and vacations and do all the fun things. And of course, I still have to do my work, but I have to cut some things out of what I need to do to spend time with him. And for a moment, I did feel bad, but I was like, you know, I do speak to you guys all and email back and forth. And you guys know that I'm always open for communication. There just won't be episodes. And that was a tough decision for me, because as much as I love to do these episodes, I also know it's really hard to do when you have kids home. And you want to just enjoy that. I read, you know, you only have 12 summers with these kids, if that, and then they're, you know, with friends and they work and they have families and it's gone. And here I am with my son with these summer vacations, and he's about to be 10 and already doing sleepovers. So I just want to soak in every moment with him and really just enjoy this summer. But yes, so my week has been good, and that's what I want to talk about this week is, when it's good and great, what do we do to get there? What do we do this to stay there? What do we do to make sure that we're not just tricking ourselves into happiness, but when it becomes permanent, will you know? And absolutely, you will know. And how to keep it that way, and how to maybe do almost like when you push yourself out of your comfort zone, stay there. It's like a domino effect of staying there. So that's what we're talking about today. All right, welcome to the episode and the last episode before our summer vacation.